before I transitioned, before I started my process of becoming who I felt I was physically and emotionally and mentally, what it felt like was my mind was telling me I was one gender, and my body was reflecting another gender in the mirror. So it was confusion, conflicting.
Is this something you feel when you're quite young? So are we talking when you're a child or when you're a teenager? When do you start to realise that you do feel different to how people are telling you perhaps you should be feeling?
That depends personally. For me, it happened at a young age, but because I'm 44 now, when I was younger, in the late 60s, it wasn't really recognised, and so my mum didn't really know what to do, so she tried to just get me to fit into the gender that I was given at birth. But yeah, it can happen at any age. It's not age-specific, really.
What you describe makes it sound like life at that point doesn't feel particularly easy. It doesn't sound like it feels particularly happy either, but what is it more? Is it frustration? Is it upset? What are those things that you go through that makes life so tough during that transition, during those early stages?
The early stages are hard because you're assuming a role, you're living a role of the opposite gender. For me, I was I had a female body. I've undergone surgery and hormones now. But initially, in the transition process, you have a male name and you have the male pronouns, and you're trying to live life as like that. But yet, the world may not recognise what gender you are at all, and that creates confusion, not only just for the outside world but for yourself as well. So it's a very sensitive stage of transition. The beginning.
Who's it harder for? Is it harder for you trying to find yourself and be yourself? Is it harder for the people around you who are finding that they're having to cope with that sort of a challenge themselves? Is it something that is difficult for everybody and everyone sort of plays a part in trying to find that balance?
Yeah, I think that it affects the whole people around you, whole social environment, not only just those close to you but also strangers as well. And at certain times I've found myself looking down on a train rather than keeping my head up so that people don't get confused initially. Now my whole life has changed because I can be exactly as I am, and people see the real me now. So it's very difficult personally, but also socially as well, for the outside world.
How accepting is Hertfordshire? How well do they receive you?
I've had an absolute brilliant time in Hertfordshire myself. I was born in Westside, which is a little village in Hertfordshire, and then I moved to London when I was about 20 and stayed there till I was 39. I came back to Hertfordshire and started transition here, and it's been a smooth journey all the way through. So for me, Hertfordshire has been a very accepting county to transition in.
Is there adequate support at the moment for people in your situation? Maybe people who are just starting to realise that they are another gender, shall we say. Is there the right support? Do these people know where they can go to?
That's where this project really comes into its own, because it's we're trying to identify the needs of the community here and find out what services there are to access, you know, not just physical transition but the mental side of the transition process too. And we're creating a survey where people can have their voice that's going to be looked at by the commissioners, the NHS, and Link are jointly funding this research. So hopefully by having this in place, we can see what's needed for people, and that's why I'm more interested in doing it for other people.